For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People are remembering the victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre at an interfaith vigil. Rabbi Ron Simons spoke to the mourners.
Into this place, we bring our hopes and fears and prayers, our unanswered questions, are tears that still need to be shed.
People gathered at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial as the 11 victims of Saturday's attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue were remembered. The names of the victims were released today. They range in age from 54 to 97. Prosecutors say they're seeking approval to pursue the death penalty against suspected shooter Robert Bowers. Officials say he had a total of 21 guns that were registered to him. He remains in the hospital with gunshot wounds, but is due in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports of famine.
The humanitarian chief of the United Nations telling the Security Council this week that half the population of Yemen will need aid to survive, and that in his words, a great big famine is imminent for that Arab nation. Yemen's been a war zone since 2015 when a Saudi-led coalition began fighting the Houthi rebels who are backed by Iran.
A top administration official comments on the Central American caravans in Mexico. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen on Fox News Sunday.
This caravan is not getting in.
Talking about the thousands of Central Americans making their way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. And on the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, she says law enforcement is well prepared.
We do an extraordinary amount of planning and training for active shooter events, as well as just protection of soft targets and crowded spaces in general.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Catholic bishops have announced they want women in the church to have a much bigger role in decision-making. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The bishops meeting Saturday at the Vatican were looking for ways to reach out to young people, and they agreed that the church is falling behind when it comes to giving women more important roles. The document that came out of the meeting also included a statement saying that people cannot just be defined by their sexual orientation. It also called for tougher measures to fight sexual abuse by the clergy, and called out a culture of elitism in the church that can help lead to cover-ups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to one hacking group, the vulnerabilities in America's voting systems are staggering. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristen Nielsen discussed election security on Fox News Sunday, saying Americans' votes will count and will be counted correctly.
We'll be setting up a virtual situation room on Election Day so that we can very quickly support any incident response that's needed and so that we can share any information. We are more prepared than we've ever been, and we will continue to prepare not just for this election, but through every election to come in the future.
The vulnerabilities in America's voting systems are based on a project at the Voting Village at the DEF CON Hacking Conference held in Las Vegas last month, where hackers were invited to attempt to break into voting machines and other equipment used in elections across the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.